Remember that the trials for younger children started in earnest only in June. Now, they started enrolling in the March-April timeframe, but in earnest in June. So it takes a while to enroll all those children. Remember that depending on which vaccine you're using, it takes a month to immunize them. And here's the key piece. The FDA asked manufacturers to report not 2 months of safety data like they did for adults, not 4 months like they had initially planned, but 6 months of safety data. So the reason for the length of time it takes is to meet those requirements of having an ample safety database in those younger children. The reason that's important is that we certainly see based on age, whether we're talking about an elderly adult, a middle-aged adult, a young adult, an adolescent, a child, somebody who's more of a toddler age, that we do see differential side effects, we see differential efficacy, and we need to know what that looks like in those age groups before you do something like issue an EUA at a public health level to use it.